One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the quiet wooded hills of Summit County, Ohio, nestled deep within the Cuyahoga Valley, lies a place that has become the stuff of local legend, a place the locals have come to call Helltown. Once a bustling small town known as Boston Village, this abandoned area has, over the years, become synonymous with dark stories of haunted roads, eerie graveyards, and mysterious disappearances. The residents are long gone, but their houses remain, slowly decaying as nature reclaims what was once theirs. And while these buildings stand as silent reminders of the past, many believe that not everything has left Helltown behind. The history of Helltown is intertwined with the early settlement of Ohio. Established in the early 19th century, Boston Village began as a small community of pioneers, drawn to the fertile land near the banks of the Cuyahoga River. For decades, the town flourished. Logging became its primary industry, and the surrounding forest provided ample resources for the growing community. As the lumber mills churned, Boston Village transformed into a thriving industrial town, home to hardworking families, local businesses, and a sense of stability. The town cemetery, still standing today, is a testament to the generations of families who called this place home. But in the 1970s, everything changed. The federal government, in an effort to expand the Cuyahoga Valley National Park, designated the land around Boston Village for acquisition. Under the authority of eminent domain, homes and businesses were purchased, and families were forced to leave. Their properties, once full of life, were left abandoned. Over time, windows were boarded up, doors locked, and the bustling town fell silent. For those who remained, the sight of empty houses and overgrown yards evoked an unsettling feeling that something had gone terribly wrong. It was during this time that the legends began to take root. Stories circulated among the locals about strange occurrences in the now abandoned town. Some spoke of a shadowy figure wandering the streets at night, while others whispered a bizarre cult activity in the nearby woods. As time went on, the area around Boston Village took on a new name, Helltown. Perhaps it was the eerie quiet of the deserted town that fed the stories. Maybe it was the peculiar way in which homes were left standing, seemingly frozen in time. Or it could have been something deeper, something darker, that settled in after the people left. Whatever the reason, Helltown had gained a reputation, and those brave enough to visit the abandoned streets spoke of strange sights and sounds that defied explanation. One of the earliest legends to emerge from Helltown was that of the abandoned homes themselves. After the government took control of the area, the houses were left standing for years, slowly deteriorating. Some say the homes became haunted, not by the spirits of those who had passed away, but by the souls of those forced to leave. Visitors reported hearing disembodied voices inside the houses, conversations in hushed tones as if the families who once lived there were still trying to carry on their lives. Others described seeing figures in the windows, pale faces staring out at the empty streets before vanishing without a trace. As the years passed, the stories only grew darker. A popular legend tells of a cursed cemetery where those buried in Boston Village were said to rise from their graves. Some visitors claim to have seen figures wandering the cemetery at night, dressed in the clothes of another era, their footsteps leaving no trace in the soft earth. The cemetery itself, hidden away in the woods, became a focal point for those seeking a brush with the supernatural. Many who ventured there after dark reported feelings of dread, a heaviness that settled over them as they approached the old tombstones. Some even claimed to hear the sound of faint whispering, though no one else was around. But of all the stories associated with Helltown, none is more pervasive than the tale of the satanic cult. According to legend, after the town was abandoned, a group of Satanists moved into the area, using the old buildings and the surrounding woods for their rituals. There were reports of strange symbols painted on the walls of the abandoned homes and odd markings found on trees deep in the forest. Visitors spoke of hearing chanting late at night and seeing figures dressed in dark robes moving silently between the trees. One of the most chilling tales tells of a traveler who, while driving through the area late at night, was stopped by a group of hooded figures standing in the middle of the road. He quickly turned his car around, but not before he saw one of the figures raise a hand, pointing directly at him as he sped away. In the years since these stories began to circulate, many have tried to debunk the myth of the satanic cult. Law enforcement officials have investigated claims of rituals and found no evidence to support them. Still, the legend persists, and for those who have ventured into the woods at night, there is little that can shake the feeling that they are not alone. Another unsettling story tied to Helltown is that of the Crybaby Bridge, a narrow, rickety bridge that crosses a small creek on the outskirts of town. It has become a magnet for paranormal investigators and thrill-seekers alike. According to legend, if you stop your car in the middle of the bridge and listen closely, you can hear the sound of a baby crying. Some say it is the spirit of a child who died on the bridge, either by accident or by more sinister means. Others claim that the crying comes from something else entirely, something that has lingered in the area for generations. Those who have experienced the phenomenon describe it as a distant wail, growing louder the longer they stay on the bridge until it becomes unbearable, forcing them to drive away. In the 1980s, a new rumor began to spread, a rumor that only added to Helltown's already dark reputation. It was said that the government's acquisition of the land wasn't just about expanding the national park. Some claim there had been a chemical spill in the area, and that the residents were forced to leave not because of eminent domain, but because of contamination. According to this theory, the spill had caused strange mutations in the local wildlife, and possibly even the people. Stories of grotesque, deformed creatures stalking the woods began to circulate. While there is no documented evidence to support these claims, the idea of a government cover-up added fuel to the already burning fire of Helltown's mythos. Despite the lack of hard evidence to support these legends, the stories surrounding Helltown persist. Over the years, many have tried to explain the eerie phenomena reported in the area. Some suggest that the strange noises and apparitions are simply the result of decaying buildings and the natural sounds of the forest. Others believe that the sense of unease felt by visitors is a psychological response to the isolation and abandonment of the area. But for those who have experienced something they can't explain, these rational explanations offer little comfort. One such experience comes from a group of college students who visited Helltown one autumn night. They had heard the stories and decided to see the abandoned town for themselves. As they walked through the empty streets, they described an overwhelming feeling of being watched. At first, they shrugged it off as nerves, but as they reached the edge of the town, near the cemetery, they heard the sound of footsteps behind them. When they turned around, they saw no one. Yet, the sound continued, growing louder, as if someone or something was approaching them. Panicked, they ran back to their car. but as they drove away, one of the students claimed to see a figure standing at the edge of the road, watching them disappear into the night. Another account comes from a local resident who grew up hearing stories about Helltown. One evening, she and her friends decided to drive through the area, curious to see if there was any truth to the legends. As they passed the Crybaby Bridge, they stopped the car, rolled down the windows, and listened. At first, all they heard was the sound of the creek below. But after a few moments, the faint cry of a baby drifted through the night air. They quickly rolled the windows back up and drove off, shaken by what they had heard. In the years since these legends first began to take shape, Helltown has become a symbol of the power of urban myth. Its dark reputation has drawn the curious, the thrill seekers, and the paranormal investigators, all searching for evidence of the supernatural. Yet, despite the countless stories, there remains no definitive proof of hauntings, satanic rituals, or mutated creatures lurking in the woods. Today, much of the land that once made up Boston Village is part of the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. The old homes have been torn down and nature has reclaimed much of what was left behind. Yet for many, Helltown remains more than just a ghost town. It is a place where the lines between history and legend blur, where the past seems to echo through the trees, and where the unexplained lingers just beyond the shadows. As the sun sets over Summit County and the fog rolls in from the Cuyahoga River, the roads leading to Helltown become quiet once again. The stories, however, continue to be told, passed down from one generation to the next. And for those who dare to visit after dark, there is always the chance that they too will become part of the legend.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.